Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to Sri Lotus Developers & Realty Limited's Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call. Before we begin, I would like to remind participants that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. With this, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anand Pandit, Managing Director and Chairman of Sri Lotus Developers & Realty Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to the Q4 FY 2026 earnings call of Sri Lotus Developers & Realty Limited. Joining me today are our CEO, Mr. Sanjay Kumar Jain, our CFO, Mr. Rakesh Gupta, and our investor relations advisors from SGA. Our investor presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchanges and our website. We hope you have had a chance to review it. Let me begin with a brief overview of the market environment. Demand in the luxury and ultra-luxury segment continues to remain strong. Even amid global uncertainty and geopolitical developments, luxury residential segment is clearly outperforming the broader residential market, supported by robust end user demand, rising aspirations, and sustained interest from HNIs and NRIs. We are also witnessing strong absorption levels across key micro markets, with buyers increasingly preferring larger residences, enhanced amenities, wellness-focused living, and developments backed by trusted brands. This structural shift continues to reinforce momentum in the luxury segment. Before I move to our operating performance, I would like to highlight the launch of our first-of-its-kind brand campaign, Luxury Coastline Collection. This campaign brings together 11 marquee projects across Mumbai's most sought-after coastal locations, including Versova, Juhu, Carter Road, Bandstand, Prabhadevi, and Nepean Sea Road, offering a differentiated and premium living experience. The campaign has received an overwhelming response from customers and channel partners, and we are seeing a noticeable increase in inquiries and conversions across the portfolio. During the year, we also marked our strategic entry into GIFT City, further expanding our geographic presence. As we continue to scale and enhance our brand visibility, our approach remains measured and disciplined. We remain highly selective, focusing on a curated customer base while maintaining our commitment to quality, design, and execution. Moving on to our financial performance for the quarter. Despite challenging global backdrop, demand for our projects remained resilient. Pre-sales for Q4 FY 2026 stood at rupees 462 crores, registering a strong growth of 177% year-on-year. The quarter was marked by the successful launch of Lotus Celestia in Versova Beach, which achieved booking of rupees 155 crores within 7 days of launch, reflecting strong market acceptance. The project, with an estimated GDV of rupees 1,400-1,500 crore, is strategically located on the Versova beachfront and has been healthy premium realization. Our other projects, Varun in Bandra, along with the Arcadian in Juhu and Amalfi in Warsaw Beach, continued to witness steady traction, contributing cumulative pre-sales of rupees 203 crores during the quarter. Total pre-sales contribution in this quarter from launches done during the year stood at rupees 358 crores. For the full year ended March 2026, we achieved pre-sales of rupees 1,157 crores in line with our stated guideline despite industry-wide challenges. During FY26, we added 9 new projects with a cumulative GDV of approximately rupees 8,500 to 9,000 crores, significantly strengthening our development pipeline. We executed development agreements for key projects including Lotus Portofino at Warsaw, Lotus Sky Plaza at Oshiwara, Lotus Odyssey at Bandstrand, Lotus Avalon in Juhu, Lotus Imperial in Bandra, as well as a mixed-use development in GIFT City. In addition, multiple societies have appointed Lotus as their preferred developer, such as Lotus Upper Crest at Bandra, Lotus Insignia, and Lotus Orion, reflecting growing trust in our brand. During the year, we launched 4 projects, Amalfi, The Arcadian, Varun, and Celestia. Within just 1 year, we have achieved sales of 62% in Amalfi, 41% in The Arcadian, and 38% in Varun, demonstrating strong sales velocity even across recent launches and reinforcing the quality and demand for our project. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic about our growth trajectory. We have a strong pipeline of 6 planned launches, Lotus Aquaria, Lotus Trident, Lotus Aurelia, Lotus Sky Plaza, Lotus Portofino, and Lotus Odyssey, with an estimated GDV of ₹5,000 to 5,500 crores. Backed by this robust launch pipeline, strong demand outlook, and the quality of our developments, we are confident of achieving our FY27 guidance of pre-sales in the range of ₹1,800 to 2,000 crores, along with revenue growth of 55 to 60% and PAT growth of 55 to 60%. Overall traction remains encouraging and our inquiry pipeline continues to be strong, giving us confidence in our ability to sign 4 to 6 new projects in the coming year and further expand our portfolio in a calibrated manner. Before I conclude, I would like to share that the board has approved a dividend payout of 50% for FY26. In line with its long-term growth vision, the promoter group has voluntarily waived its dividend entitlement for FY26. The retained amount will be utilized new project additions and project development. This reflects the company's commitment to disciplined capital allocation, growth-led reinvestment, and long-term value creation while maintaining a strong balance sheet. With that, I now hand the call over to Mr. Sanjay Kumar Jain, our CEO, to take you through the financial highlights. Thank you.
Thank you, Anand sir. Let me now take you through the financial highlights for Q4 and financial year 2026. As highlighted earlier, during Q4 financial year 26, we launched 1 project, Lotus Celestia in Warsaw, in March 2026. The project recorded booking of rupees 155 crore and had an estimated GDV of rupees 1400 to 1500 crores, reflecting strong initial traction. Looking ahead, we expect to launch 3 projects in H1 FY 2027: Lotus Aquaria in Prabhadevi, Lotus Trident and Lotus Sky Plaza in Andheri, with a combined revenue potential of over ₹2,500 to 3,000 crore. For the full year, we have a robust launch pipeline of 6 projects: Lotus Aquaria, Lotus Trident, Lotus Aurila, Lotus Sky Plaza, Lotus Portofino and Lotus Odyssey, with an estimated GDV of ₹5,000 to 5,500 crores. Before moving into the detailed financial, I would like to highlight that ongoing global geopolitical developments have led to a moderate increase in input and labor costs. Input costs have risen by approximate 7%, while labor costs have increased by around 5%. On an annualized basis, this may translate into a approximate 1% increase in overall project costs. We continue to closely monitor this trend and are taking appropriate measures to manage cost efficiently. Now, consolidated financial highlight for Q4 financial year 2026. Pre-sale stood at ₹462 crore, registering a growth of 177% year-on-year. Revenue stood at ₹308 crore, reflecting a growth of 62% year-on-year. Collection for the quarter stood at ₹82 crores. EBITDA for the quarter stood at ₹121 crore. EBITDA margin stood at 39.4% of the quarter. Profit after tax stood at 101 crore, registering a growth of 17% year-on-year. Expenses towards ongoing and upcoming project stood at ₹286.58 crore in Q4 financial 26. Financial highlight for financial year 2026. Pre-sale stood at ₹1157 crore, growing 137% year-on-year. Revenue stood at ₹769 crore, reflecting a growth of 40% year-on-year. Collection for the year ended March 26 stood at ₹376 crore. EBITDA stood at ₹281 crore with EBITDA margin at 36.5%. Profit after tax stood at ₹243 crore. Expenses towards ongoing and upcoming project stood at ₹718 crore in financial year 2026. Net cash as on 31st March 2026 stood at ₹697 crore. Adjusted ROE stood at 23.7% while ROC stood at 13.6%. Total equity including reserve increased to ₹1918 crore as on 31st March 2026 compared to ₹933 crore as on 31st March 2025. Projected free cash flow from the completed and ongoing projects stood at ₹3103 crore while projected free cash flow from upcoming project stood at ₹5450 crore, taking a total projected surplus to ₹8553 crores. During the IPO, we raised approximate 792 crores through the press issue and net proceeds post issue expenses stood at approximate 732 crore. Out of this, we have deployed fund amounting to ₹394 crore till March 2026. With this, I would now like to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Varun Shivram from Choice. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Just a couple of questions from my side. First of all, from an execution standpoint, just a second. So we have launched a luxury coastline collection. So you are, it's a great way of branding, sir. So how much have you spent and what kind of traction you'll be seeing post this? And over FY27, will you be doing more marketing? And if yes, how much will we allocate towards that?
Yes, morning to you. Good question. What we have done is this time, we have just started our marketing because earlier company was only in Juhu and Andheri. Now we have gone to so many different valuable micro markets like Bandra and Prabhadevi and Nepean Sea Road and other markets. So we have started this marketing campaign, number one. Number two, we have got nicely placed on coastline 11 projects. So we came out with this unique idea to market it like a collection. So it is called as Luxury Coastline Collection. Next year, yes, definitely we'll be doing this marketing because we need more visibility into newer markets, newer micro markets, and reach out directly to the clients also. So yes, we'll be doing marketing efforts, and it will be less than 1% of our revenue.
Understood, sir. Thank you for quantifying, and thanks for the detailed answer. So my next question would be on how confident are we on achieving the 2,000 crores of pre-sales in FY27, given the current scenario of slowdown in the real estate market?
First of all, real estate market, when you say, it's very fragmented and separate. So we are in ultra-luxury segment. So as far as ultra-luxury segment, there is a very strong demand even right now. And we feel that everyone who were earlier into lower segment, occupying houses in the lower segment, they also want to go to and shift to ultra-luxury segment. So our segment, total pie is becoming bigger and bigger. So we don't expect any issues. And also what happens with this kind of ticket size, which is more than 10 crore, 12 crore ticket size, the external forces do not dictate their decision of buying. So we are very confident that we'll be able to achieve that. And next year, I mean, this current year, we are going to launch six new projects. So the current four project and this new six project, altogether about 10 project, will give us 1,800 crore of our pre-sales.
Understood, sir. Thank you so much. I'll get back in the queue for further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Samarth Khandelwal from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Congratulations on a very good performance.
Samarth, can you use your handset mode, please? Your audio is not very clear.
Is it better now?
Yeah, little better. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Congratulations on the very good set of numbers. Sir, in the Versova project that we have launched, you know, how much of the inventory we have sold in units, in apartments, if you could share?
So, Amalfi, which was launched last year, we have sold about 61% of inventory, approximately. And Celestia is about 14%.
14,000. 14,000 square feet approximately we have sold there.
Okay. And sir, since you're in the ultra-luxury segment, we are hearing news about delay in supply chain for the products. So how do you see that affecting our projects timeline?
Fortunately, we do not have any import component in our supply chain. So we are, in a way, insulated with these geopolitical issues.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to our next question from the line of Majid Ahmed from Pinpoint X Capital. Please go ahead.
I'm audible, sir?
Yes, please
Yes.
go ahead, Majid.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. A very good set of numbers. Sir, my first question that I have is, for the completed projects, there has been an improvement in ARPOB in terms of the realization. Like, has there been any kind of price increase there in that micro market?
Especially with that project, which is a very unique project, it's a redevelopment of existing office building. I don't know if any other developer who has done that, but we took up this project as a redevelopment, and that building has come up very nicely, and people have really appreciated that. So it's not about that micro market, but that particular building, we since we achieved the occupation certificate and other amenities got completed, the prices has gone up.
Okay, so got it, sir. Sir, if you can, on the ongoing project, of the pre-sales what we achieved, how much have we converted into revenue? And that was not present in the presentation. If you can include that, it will be helpful for investors.
Yeah, okay. We'll do so.
Okay. Sir, as of now, how much is the revenue, sir, as of now, of the pre-sales of 866 crores that we included?
66, so total pre-sale of 1157 you are talking about? Or a specific project you are asking?
Yeah, of the ongoing project, how much have we recognized in the income statement for this year?
So for 1157 crore, we have recognized 460 crore revenue that.
Okay, sir. Got it. Sir, and secondly, I was seeing some of your...
This is in Q4. Q4 we are talking about. Huh?
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. And sir, when I'm seeing many of your upcoming projects, like Lotus Monarch, Lotus Avalon, Lotus Solana, all these projects are now getting delayed, like more than like 3-4 quarters. Like, what is the reason, any kind of approval issue or anything happening?
So, two projects, we have to get multiple approvals. One is existing hospital. So we need to construct that hospital and get our sale area separately. So that's why it is taking little more time.
Got it, sir. And sir, when I was looking to Lotus Celestia, the last presentation, your RERA carpet area was 177,000, and now it is reduced by 17,830 square foot. Like, why? What has led to the difference in Lotus Celestia?
So, Madit, this is Sanjay. So, regarding what happened in the RERA carpet area, balcony area is excluded. It is in the FSI, constructed in FSI, but the RERA does not allow to include the balcony area. That's the reason the net RERA carpet area is lesser than the 171.
Okay, sir. Sir, about Lotus Residency project, in the last presentation it was mentioned Lotus Residency, but I'm not able to see in the current one, the upcoming project.
We have changed the name of this project because the existing society name is the Residency, so we have not named that. So now we have named that.
Lotus Insignia is the name of the...
Lotus Insignia is the Lotus Residency. What we do is, all our redevelopment project, we don't generally continue the old name because it gives a smell of old redeveloped building. Rather than that, we change the names every time. So we have changed the name.
Okay, sir. Sir, what about Lotus Aquaria in Prabhadevi, any pre-sales are we looking?
We'll be launching it very soon. Work has already started.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. So finally, going forward, the margins would sustain at this level, or do you see any kind of any hit in your margins due to the marketing spends that you're looking at?
So marketing spend, as I said, it could be even less than 1%. But against that, we will be having a lot of direct customers also. So that will take care about not paying other commissions. So margin, we are very confident that it will be in the same range what we have guided.
Okay, sir. So finally, just want to appreciate the company's thought process on the ongoing dividend. What's the rationale, sir, for the dividend policy as of now?
Right now we are in process of formulating dividend policy. We don't have dividend policy right now, but we will be deliberating at our next meetings. Right now we have declared 50% dividend for non-promoters. All non-promoters, we want to start giving them the dividend.
Okay, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the very best, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Nikhil Oswal from Oswal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations on a good set of numbers, sir. Sir, I had a little bit of concern on the collections part. Last quarter when we attended the conference call, you had guided that the collections in Q4 will be much better than Q3. Having said that, the collections again have come to only around 84 crores against a revenue of 308 crores. Again, what I understand is how we collect is on a percentage completion basis. When you put up slab by slab, then you ask the customers to pay that portion of the completed part. In that case, why the collections are so low? Just wanted some understanding on this, sir.
Nikhil, this is Sanjay Jain. Regarding the collection, what happens, you are rightly say that it is linked with the construction schedule. What happens, the expenses incurred during the up-to-plinth is high, and then after the RCC, there is the low construction cost. The reason behind our all four projects which are newly launched are currently in the basement. We are targeting that this quarter and the next quarter. This half year, we will get the good collection because the due from the client will be increased as the construction will be progress.
Okay. You would have again asked the clients for the payment, right? Because whatever is done, that particular part at least you have recognized. Then what's the concern? I mean, the clients, are they not paying or how is it?
No. The issue is, I will explain you. When your project is in basement, a few percent of money is due. Once you come to plinth, then there are some percentage due. Then there is a slab wise. Right now all the four projects are in basement level. That's why, even though there is a recognition of sale, but the collection, we cannot take the collection more. As soon as they come on all the projects on the plinth, then there will be a continuous flow.
Okay, sir. Got it. Q1 onwards, the collection should pick up, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Harsh Pathak from Motilal Oswal. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, Anandji and team. I just wanted to know, where are we on the approval stage for the H1 launches, Aquarius, Sky Plaza and Trident?
Almost all the approvals are in place. You want separate every project wise?
Yes.
Trident, we have got the full approval. Sky Plaza, almost, I would say about 80% approvals we have got. Aquarius, 100% approval we have got. Work has already started.
Okay. Aquarius and Trident, we are thinking to launch in the current month or it will spill over to June?
This quarter. This quarter we will be launching.
Okay. Got it. In terms of traction across these projects, since one is a residential project, the other two are commercial ones, how are we seeing traction in terms of demand for the commercial space and the residential one? How is the inquiry? How is the response we have gotten on the EOI stage?
Commercial is doing extremely across all the micro markets. And residential in ultra luxury also has a very strong demand.
Sure. So how are you thinking in terms of pricing with respect to the micro market? How are we thinking to place these products?
So both the even residential, commercial also will be launching like a luxury collection only.
Okay.
And, but as you know, our pricing in any micro market, we are about 10 to 20, 25% higher than any other competitor.
Understood. So we're following the same thing in that all the
projects. Absolutely.
And in terms of the second launches in the second half, the balance three projects, where are we on the approval stage and how confident are we on, you know, doing the launches in the second half?
So that remaining three also, I think we will be having all approval in this quarter only. So next quarter we'll be launching all three projects.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ashok Shah from Eklavya Invesco Family Office. Please go ahead. Mr. Ashok Shah, your line is unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my questions. Sir, we have one project in central suburb Ghatkopar. So what was the, whether it has been closed and what is the loss realized?
There is no loss in that project. It's on final hearing at Supreme Court. There are some six bungalow owners and a society. They both have gone to the court. We have no role into that. But it has, it is now reached to the final stage. We can have conclusion by this year.
So, if it is in our favor, then what could be the size of this project? It could be a very big project.
So, it is around 600 crores GDV project.
Okay. And secondly, sir, I just wanted to give appreciation for not taking dividend for giving dividend to other shareholders. And that's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone. Next question is from the line of Sakshi Pratap from Pratap Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Sakshi, please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on the great set of numbers, firstly. So, two questions from my end. First, given the geopolitical tensions, are you seeing any pressure on cost? And how do you see the demand environment going? Is there any slowdown that we're facing?
So this has got two different aspects. Number one is, yes, there would be some inflation and some cost rise, but that cost rise in totality of the project will not be more than about 1.5% to 2.5%. Let's say about 20%, I would say about 20% is our construction cost from our selling price. So on that, it may be about 10% cost rise. So effectively, in the whole project, it would be 2-2.5%, not more than that. That's one. Second, because of this tension on positive side, lot of NRIs and HNIs have started looking Mumbai as their investment destination. So that advantage we are getting against this.
Got it. And so second question, any plans to sign new commercial developments to add in the pipeline, and what would be the average realization that you will target for any such commercial project?
So we already have two new commercial projects which we will be launching first half of this year. And depending on where we are, you know, in which market, because these both the projects are in Andheri West micro market. So pricing will depend on market, of course, but we will be able to fetch 10 to 15% or 20% more than our rivals.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir, for the detail.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Siddharth S. from NAFA. Please go ahead. Siddharth?
Congrats on the good numbers. I would just like to get a hint on what the collection trends are going to be. So there's been a disappointment in the last quarter in terms of, you know, collections not catching up with the free space. So if you could just give me a hint on that, that would be really helpful.
I see that. So the earlier also explained that because the all the projects are under in the basement, so the collection, once that the superstructure will start, the collection will be improved. So you will get the collection will be much better in this quarter and next quarter.
Okay. So this quarter expecting it to, you know, accumulate, or you know, which is the quarter that, you know, expects, you know, highest form of realization in terms of rental asset and
that. Siddharth, can you repeat it? The voice is not
clear. Your voice is not clear, Siddharth.
Siddharth, your audio is not clear. Please use your handset mode and speak a bit louder, please. Hello, Siddharth? Since there is no response, as there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
We thank everyone for joining the call today. To conclude, this quarter underscores not only strong financial performance, but also the resilience and scalability. As we continue to deepen our presence in Mumbai, our focus remains on translating our robust pipeline into predictable cash flows and sustained profitability. What differentiates Lotus is not merely growth, but the quality of growth. We continue to operate with a strong profitability, supported by healthy margins, robust returns ratios, and a net cash balance sheet. Our business model, anchored in disciplined project selection, premium micro-market positioning, and execution excellence, ensures that growth remains consistent and value-based across cycles. We thank you for your continued engagement and confidence. For any further queries or clarifications, please feel free to reach out to SGA, our investor relations advisors. Thank you once again and have a good day.
Thank you. On behalf of Shree Lotus Developers and Realty Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.